If the settlement is approved, the federal government will pay the wife and daughter of Marine Corps veteran Jason Simkuski $2.3 million. Simkuski died at the Tomah VA Medical Center in 2014 from a mixture of drugs prescribed by his physicians. Terry Polish, the attorney representing the Simkuski family, says they're happy to have potentially reached a settlement, but Polish says he's frustrated the federal government did not take responsibility for the veteran's death.
Publicly, the VA will say things like, well, we really feel badly about Jason's death and we're going to fix the system. But then legally, they don't acknowledge that the substandard care that he received was responsible for his death.
The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs did not return a request for comment. The settlement will be considered in U.S. District Court on Wednesday. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.